I think if you look at the job market, we're there. I mean, we're more than there. We have the strongest job market on record by many metrics. And it's not just geographically specific. It's really across the whole country. Obviously, we have unacceptably high inflation. And that has a lot to do with factors such as Putin's invasion and what that's done to our commodity prices. But even there, the average price of gas is down 60 cents a gallon over the past month. People need more relief, but that's a little bit of breathing room at the pump. When you go out a few years, sure, I think that we should look for a stable and steady growth. But, and this is very important, you're in Washington now, so we got to talk a little bit about politics. In order to ensure that we achieve the kind of innovations, the kind of investments, the kind of growth in the private sector that we need, we have an opportunity to pass something called the CHIPS Act. This is a measure before Congress right now. It has bipartisan support. It would lead to significant investment in the production of microprocessors right here in America, in the heartland. Okay, there are companies that are ready to go, ready to work with us in a public-private partnership to do precisely that. So if we want to get to where we need to go in the future, we shouldn't be sitting in our hands now. Congress should get that bill to the president's desk, and he will sign it.